With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump covered a lot of ground during a marathon State of the Union speech last night.
Today our border is secure. Our spirit is restored. Inflation is plummeting. Incomes are rising fast. The roaring economy is roaring like never before.
It was an upbeat speech delivered even as Mr. Trump traded barbs with congressional Democrats.
The president declared that the union is strong and is winning under his leadership.
Our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
There were feel-good patriotic moments featuring the Olympic champion U.S. men's hockey team and medals presented to military members and veterans. But there was also heckling and the president snapping at Democrats.
These people are crazy.
The immigration crackdown, spending cuts, and voter ID were other issues highlighted during the speech. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Mr. Trump insists he will never allow Iran to get nuclear weapons, saying he prefers a diplomatic solution. The president warns that he will not shy away from the use of force should diplomacy fall short. Mr. Trump's speech, one for the record books, running just shy of 2 hours. Today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie says she and her siblings are now offering a $1 million reward for information leading to the return of their mother. It has been 3 weeks since 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie went missing from her home in Tucson. Just as the region recovers from this week's blizzard, parts of the Northeast got a little more snow overnight, with the National Weather Service saying anywhere between 1 and 3 inches of snow is expected. On Wall Street this morning, stocks starting off the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 241 points. The Nasdaq ahead 172. This is SRN News. The Department of Defense fires a teacher.
Fort Bragg in North Carolina has several schools, including Mildred B. Poole Elementary. A substitute teacher who used to work there has been fired after pronouncing himself a, quote, transgender wolf and wearing a tail and a collar in class. Parents complained, and some children at the elementary school said they were afraid of the teacher. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the man has been banned from the base. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians and other religious minorities in Sudan may be the victims of genocide. That's the conclusion of a report by a United Nations fact-finding team that has just returned from the African nation. It concludes that the Rapid Support Forces, a rebel group battling for control of Sudan, has carried out a coordinated campaign of destruction against non-Arab communities, the hallmarks of which point to genocide. Christians have suffered at the hands of Muslims in Sudan for many years. SRN News. Conservationists in New Zealand have been fighting for years to keep the kakapo from going extinct. And what is a kakapo? It's the world's only flightless parrot, and efforts to save it could be paying off.
Now they're hoping for a record number of chicks in February after a bumper crop of rimu berries sparked rare mating activity. Over 3 decades, the number of kakapo have risen from about 50 to more than 200. Kakapo live on 3 remote predator-free islands. Each bird gets a name, a tracker, and managed matches to protect genetic diversity. Keith Peters reporting.
Legislation requiring all aircraft flying around busy airports to have key locator systems to prevent mid-air collisions has failed to win approval in the House. The National Transportation Safety Board has been recommending such a system since 2008. More details at SRNNews.com.